The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Wren Lake Area Tourism at WrenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're all fired up and recovered after Thanksgiving. And I went pheasant hunting with the Conservation Foundation right after the holiday. And it's been go, go, go all week long. So I hope you're all set up and geared to have a great show with us today. I don't know about you, but I am. First thing, let's talk about what's going to be on today's show. On today, which is December 2nd, we have Tim Mondel from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. He's going to come on and talk about all the cool things that are happening in the great out of doors. I'm pretty excited about that. And you too should be having some fun with us. There are so many different programs that are happening for whether you have little kids, toddlers, teenagers, adults, older couples, more mature couples, as I like to say. There's something for everyone out there. Let's get out there and enjoy it. And then the cool thing that I did was I found a young sportsman. His name is Clay Feeney. He's a 14-year-old outdoorsman who this was his first time pheasant hunting at the director's hunt in Springfield, Illinois, that we did for the Conservation Foundation. This was the first time he's ever worked, you know, with dogs in front of him in the field. If you don't hear the excitement in his voice, then you know what? You need to download the ESPN Chicago app and re-listen to the show. It is so cool to hear the excitement in a young person's voice who loves the outdoors. And I think we talk about all kinds of things that he did. It was really, really cool. I'm also working on a little bit of a cold here, so if I sound a little raspy, I apologize. But then we're going to have the Aiden Fishing Report. That's right. My good buddy Aiden's coming on. And we're going to talk here. Actually, he's not going to talk, but I'm going to get that fishing report from him, and we'll be able to read it and see what's happening in Western Michigan. And that's sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Real quick, before we go on with the show, I want to make sure that if you have a yurt, a youth. They want to register for the 2024 Central Illinois Youth Goose Hunt. You have to be between 10 and 17 years old and would like to participate. You have to get your application and everything in by December 31st, and the hunt's going to be January 15th. It's really going to be a cool thing. If you want more information, go to 217-785-8060. This is at a private goose hunting club down by, I think it's Canton, Illinois, and it's really a lot of fun. I mean, oh my goodness gracious, those kids are going to have a ball. The adult that's with the child needs to have also, the child needs their hunting license, but you need to have your FOID card, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and all the proper things. Once again, let me give you that phone number for information about the hunt, 217-785-8060, and they'll give you all the scoop. You're listening to Chauncey, and Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Know the Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Somebody say, "Hey, we want some crappie!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Everybody, welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. If you took a little break, filled up the coffee cup, maybe made yourself a lunch sandwich, or whatever you did, or who knows, you may be listening to us sitting in a tree stand, because it's deer season this weekend here in Illinois and many other states. But I tell you what, who do we have on the phone? It's first Saturday of the month, which means Mr. Tim Mondel from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County to give us his vast amount of information, his innumerous wheelbarrow full of stuff to do locally in the Cook County Forest Preserves. Notice I didn't say anything about shoveling or anything like that.
No, I appreciate that. I don't shovel much these days anyways. Older I get, the more the snowplow comes up.
You got that right, my friend. You got that right. Tim.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing okay. A little bit of a cold, but what's going on out there this month in the Forest Preserve? Because it's December, that doesn't mean they shut the doors, folks. The doors are still wide open for all kinds of inside and outside things to do.
Always. You know, and most of the folks in the Midwest region can tell it's wintertime. Whether it's the temperature or the snowfall. So that's a great time still for us to be outside. Mm-hmm. I mean, we at the Forest Reserve, their special events slow down to some degree or another, just as we kind of prepare for more smaller, intimate programs. But we still have a lot going on in different locations throughout. For example, today, if you're interested, you can get the family or just friends and loved ones together. You can head outside to Camp Dan Beard, which is in Northbrook, for their annual winter bonfire at 4 p.m. If you are a fan of Lincoln Logs, this will really appeal to you because Resource Management will take some fell trees and they'll notch out the proper cuts and they will just stack them like an old school Lincoln Log system would be. And they light on fire. I know. Like, that's the only thing I could really conjure in my head.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have that going on. It's really a great time. Camp Dan Beard in itself is kind of isolated. It's near some woods and some areas that are super sensitive from the environmental side. So
mm-hmm.
it's really a great time to get out there.
And that's today, right?
Oh, sorry, what?
That's today?
Yeah, that's today at 4 p.m.
Okay, cool.
4 to 8. Yeah, if you park at Pottawatomie Woods, there'll be a free shuttle that shoots you over there because Dan Beard is a small parking lot.
I'm going to have to take a run out there, I hope.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's really a nice job. And Brian and his team from the campgrounds do a mm-hmm. good job putting it on every year.
Cool.
And then if you can't make that one, no big deal. We always have more, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bonfires and solstices and owls. So there's another one in the far southeast part of the county at Camp Shibona Woods mm-hmm. on Saturday the 16th.
Mm.
Again, large bonfires, nature walks, some art making, a few different things that should appeal to anybody and everybody. So, yeah, those are the two bonfires specifically.
Mm-hmm.
At Sand Ridge, they have an annual holiday pass where you can visit these pioneer cabins that are on site, and you can kind of celebrate winter traditions, mm-hmm. handmade toys, crafts, that type of stuff. And that's going to take place on Sunday at 11 a.m. I'm serious, Johnson. When I said we still have special events, they're just not that many, but we have mm-hmm. a few. We have a big program over at Swallow Cliff, which the listener of Swallow Cliff has a fantastic sledding hill. So even if you can't make it over for this event that I'm going to talk about in a second, go over there when that snowfall hits. It's a gorgeous setup. Palos is really amazing, but they also have a warming center where you can go in, and it's LEED certified, so it sticks with the environmental policies that we're trying to go toward with mm-hmm. these initiatives. So there's a stairs, stories, and s'mores on Saturday the 9th at 11 a.m. where you can drop in, and you know there's a story trail, like I mentioned, sledding you can do there. You can make a s'mores and a few other things. And then, as we push forward, Chauncey, near the back end of December, obviously we have holidays.
Yeah.
And with that, schools tend to be out, but we're still in, right? We still offer programs and events for kids, families, whomever is interested in stopping by. So there's a winter breakout adventures on the 21st at Thatcher Woods. We have a winter solstice night of lights walk. That same day, it's actually in the evening at Little Red Schoolhouse. And then at the back end of it there, of that last week, we have a week-long Kwanzaa celebration at Dan Ryan Woods. So, Chauncey, with the Kwanzaa celebration, it fits the mold of, and I've talked about this on air with you before, is we're looking at it through different lenses, and we want to offer an event or a program that caters to maybe what you are looking for, what you celebrate. And so, this again, fits that narrative a little bit. So that's going to take place, the 26th through actually Monday, January 1st.
Excuse me. That's a cool thing. I mean, you also have, you have a winter break campcraft thing going on at Sand Ridge on the 27th, which is kids learn about, you know, how to make different things with different crafts, nature, you know, fiber or, you know, whatever. You have an animal encounter at River Trail on the 26th, right after Christmas, which is another cool thing where you can get close up to the animals and see them. And that's at the River Trail Nature Center in Northbrook. Right, that's where that one is. I'm doing this all from my brain, okay?
That's pretty good.
I'm kind of...
we have a vast area, so, you know, to understand where the townships are and what lies within them is one thing. And actually, you know, speaking of River Trail, they have the new coyote enclosure that is all set up, ready to go in that location. Oh, so you can go check that out as well when you're on site.
That sounds like a lot
of
fun.
That follows the Des Plaines River watershed, so, you know, even if there isn't snow, it's still a very pretty walk to kind of go along that trail system.
You know, another thing, too, is when you take young kids and you get them outdoors, yes, it's great taking young kids to nature centers, and they can see things, and, you know, they remember some of these things, but like... The Forest Preserve District is doing some really cool programs. They have this one thing called We Wonders. And I just laugh at this one because it's for 3 to 5 year olds. That means I'm going to have to go out and find a kid to take.
If you can manage it, do it. Absolutely.
And
well, we do. I mean, you know, in all seriousness, that's the point. We try to create age appropriate offerings and activities that are going to, I guess, leave a lasting experience on, mm-hmm. on the individual or the group. That's the goal of it, is either reconnecting those who experience the preserves in some way, shape, or form, mm-hmm. in whatever manner that they have, but then also reimagine it in a new way to, again, create different memories. We have a DIY holiday bird feeder, so reef program going on at Trailset on the 9th. So for those who want to still observe the winter birds, you know, the mm-hmm. cardinals and things like that that you're going to see, that's going on. We actually have, I thought it was a typo, but it's actually not. It's called Phonetography 101 Walk. So it's learning how to take winter photography from your iPhone or, you know, your Samsung or something like that. So we have that going on the 7th at Harms Woods. That's along the Newark Branch mm-hmm. Trail. Even though it's wintertime, we're still talking about gardening. So there's conservation at home over at Crabtree. Program, excuse me, that's promoting pollinators within your winter garden. And your favorite, Sagua, wintertime. Mm-hmm. Those two come together, and what do you think of? You know, it's skiing. It's
skiing.
This cross-country skiing, wax clinics, skiing seminars that takes place throughout the entire month on different days and different times. Again, offer as much as we can, as often as we can, but then looking at the quality and seeing if this is what you want to do. And sometimes it's not always the best fit. You might not want to do one thing, but you're like, hey, you know what? I love owls. I know I'm probably not going to see them, but I might hear them. Yeah. You know, let's go to the owl prowl, the crab tree on the 8th, or, you know, there's a few other ones listed throughout the month.
Yeah, a couple of months ago, I was up in the woods of Michigan, sitting around a campfire with some friends of mine. And we're just sitting there quietly, just real quiet. And I, all of a sudden, I just said, I got to try this, guys. And they all, yeah, okay, now what are you going to do? They look at me like, oh, here we go again, you know? And I started hooting like a great horn. And I'm just, and they said, why are you trying to sound like an owl? And one guy said I sounded like an owl that smoked cigarettes, which I don't smoke, by the way. And I said, oh, okay. But, I was calling. I called for about a minute. And it was like 30, 40 seconds later, from literally four different directions, the owl started calling back at me. And these guys sitting around the fire are like, okay, you're not that bad, guy. I go, I just wanted to get them all jacked up out in the woods, you know. And you know, they're going nuts. You know, they're, because it's territorial, you know.
Sure.
And that's what you're doing. And they're like, hey, who are you? Get out of my neighborhood.
That's super impressive. But, you know, well, also you're in northern Michigan, you said?
Lower Peninsula, middle of Michigan.
Okay, got it. Yeah. I mean, once you're out, Cook County itself, as we know, is mostly metropolitan, but there are townships and, you know, villages and things like that outside of it that aren't so
right
on top of one another, for lack of a better way to say it.
Sure.
So, but you are seeing more nature. I held a program in the late fall, early winter time mm-hmm. at Caldwell Woods, which is the far northwest side of Chicago. I've had great horned owls there. And that's on Devon Avenue and Milwaukee Avenue. I mean, that's like 6200 North. That's still within the city proper. It's pretty mm-hmm. amazing.
Yeah. I knew a Chicago policeman who worked the downtown district. And at night, when they were in Grand Park, they would, and he says it was late winter, they would see the snowy owls that migrated south. And he said they were picking rats up off to off Grandpa Park.
Take it, please. My understanding, this is a huge rat issue in the city.
Yeah, take a couple, take a couple.
But, yeah, absolutely. It is really cool to see that connection in between the two and see how we can cohabitate in this modern world. I don't want to go too off on a tangent there, but yeah, it is pretty amazing. And that's, again, ultimately that's what we're trying to do, just to offer what we can, how we can. For those art lovers, I want to put this in there because I'm extremely proud of her and what she's been able to create over the past 7 or 8 years. Katie Moriarty is one of our program specialists. She actually works with me in my two regions, and she has a fine arts degree, and she's leading an art in nature program at Dan Ryan Woods on the 23rd, where you're creating some type of painting-inspired canvas. Or from a canvas by nature. So it's pretty cool. She's done this before in the past, but it's kind of slowed it down, but she's getting back into it again. So if you have a chance to register for that one, it's a really great opportunity. She's a great instructor.
That's cool. That's all. I always wanted to learn how to paint. Hey, you know what you also have going on? You have a fire basic program today at one of my favorite ones, or all my favorite schoolhouses and all the other nature centers, but you know, where they're going to learn how to build a fire. Now, people say, "Well, I just draw the wood and the fire thing and squirt some lighter fluid on it and light it." Well, no. There's a certain way to build a fire that makes it even more fun, and they're doing that today at 1 p.m. at the Little Red Schoolhouse. And now, the one I have to ask you about. What the heck is snowshoe roulette? Does everybody stand in a circle and they spin them?
I hope not, because the older it gets, the dizzier I get. I would imagine more than anything else, the trail systems are pretty loop-oriented, so that allows you a chance to kind of go around and check out different spots. You know, the one thing, too, if you worry about your vertigo issues or something else related, you can go to the snowshoeing and fire building program that's going to take place at Camp Bullfrog on the 27th.
Cool.
You don't have to worry about getting dizzy. So you can just put on snowshoes and do that type of thing, too.
And you have a better chance maybe later in the month of having 4 inches of snow, which is what you need to go snowshoeing, than today.
No, agreed. And just too, for the listeners, you don't have to have the snowshoes. If it's like, hey, you know, it's not often enough where I use them, that's fine. Totally understand it. Just stop by one of the nature centers, and you can borrow some on site and go on out, again, with 4 inches minimum. We have them available. You'll see, you know, offerings of snowshoeing in more remote locations, too, throughout the wintertime.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, there's always a plethora of, not all lakes and ponds are open, but there are a number of lakes that the Forest Preserve District does allow ice fishing on. And, you know, you can find that information on the Forest Preserve District website, which is fpdcc.com, or you can listen to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and we'll have it on there to talk about all the neat things that are going on there.
Absolutely.
So, there are tons of things going on for everybody to enjoy in the great out of doors, as I like to put it.
I was going to tell you, too, and the listener.
Yes.
You can't make it to a bonfire for one reason or another, but you still kind of want to experience the fire aspect during the wintertime. On our website is a new prescribed fire activity map. And so what this does is this correlates the controlled burns that resource management handles to different regions throughout the county. And it can, you know, sort of like, hey, you want to go walk, I don't know, Linné Woods, the prairie path. Oh, I just realized they had a fire 2 weeks ago or a week ago. I'm still going to, you know, smell and hear the smoldering or feel the smoldering, all the senses that come along with it in that area. It's pretty cool. Plus, you get to check out why, you know, areas why they're doing it in this specific region as opposed to this region. So just wanted to throw that in there, Tim.
Well, you know, Mr. Mondo, I just want to thank you for another year of just unbelievable information about the forest preserves and what people can go out and enjoy and be part of. I want to thank you for spending every first Saturday of the month with me, and I look forward to next year doing more with the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. And I want to wish you, your family, those three little kids that are ripping the house up right now, and stuff like that, a most merry, happy holiday season.
Man, I don't have a lot of words that are going to equate to what you just said, but likewise.
Okay. Ditto.
No, very much. Ditto. No, this is ditto is perfect. No, it's a privilege and an honor to be able to speak with you every month and then just, you know, explain and, I don't know, give detail to all the different programs and why we do the things that we do within the Forest Preserve. So, happy holidays.
You too, my friend. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Be a true outdoorsman and give a legacy gift of the outdoors to thousands of young sportsmen with the end-of-the-year tax-deductible charitable donation to the Illinois Conservation Foundation. It's a 501c3 not-for-profit that supports ecological, educational, and outdoor recreational programs for the benefit of the next generation of outdoor enthusiasts in Illinois now and for generations to come. Go to ilconservation.org and donate to the future outdoors of Illinois. In the 2 days of hunting, there's a banquet dinner in downtown Springfield where we will have live and silent auctions and great raffle prizes and more. So go online and sign up at ilconservation.org and come out and have fun supporting the Illinois Conservation Foundation and 2 days of upland bird hunting. I'm going, so should you. Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again, powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Lowe boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com. And stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa, with new features like a one-piece monocoque frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel. Add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2. So you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Deer Hunter!
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Deer season's back, it's finally here. Take the fellas up north and stay in the shack. A week without the wife won't want to come back. Gotta wake up early on opening day. But first I better finish off a case I say. Spend the night playing cards and drinking black beer. Shoot, there it is, let's get some deer.
Shoot, there it is, shoot, there it is.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And we're down here at the Great Director's Hunt. Down at the Springfield, we were out hunting all day at Jim Edgar's, the Panther Creek State Fish and Wildlife Area, which is about 25 minutes down the road. But let me tell you, the cool thing here is I met a young guy, Clay Feeney. Clay, thanks for coming on the show.
No problem. It's good to be on it.
Yeah, now listen, you're how old?
I'm 14 years old.
You're 14 years old. You grew up in this county way south here in southern Illinois. You see, I mean, you even told me it's the second smallest county, right?
Yep, that's right.
But enjoy the outdoors tremendously. You're 14 years old, and you fish, you hunt, you've done this, you've done that. But today was the first time you've gone pheasant hunting, right?
Yes, that's correct.
What was the cool thing about this?
Well, probably the coolest things about this was watching the dogs work. I've never seen such cool dogs find so many pheasants so quickly. I mean, the way they just point out and the way they work, it's just really neat to watch. And I love the turnout. I love how many people came to the deal today. And yeah, it was very fun to hunt. It reminded me of when I play sport trap.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's the other thing that I forgot to mention. Besides all the hunting, you do sport trap for school, right?
Yeah, that's right. A high school team, we started about 2 years ago.
And let's not forget, you also have a bass fishing team for the school.
Yeah, I just joined that. Only high school can join that, but yeah, it's going to be really fun, I think.
You know, if they had all this in high school, I probably would have gone to classes more.
Yeah.
I would have gone to more classes. But really, you know, you said the things about, you know, this is your first time truly pheasant hunting. And here you are watching them, you know, these dogs work. Do you remember what kind of dogs they were?
Oh, I think they were English pointers.
Pointers?
Yep.
So they ran and they went locked up and they were like, hey, it's right here.
Yes, they instantly raised one foot, tail went tense. I mean, looked straight at it.
Isn't that the coolest thing?
Oh, one of the coolest I've ever seen.
It's just, he's right here, guys. I'm watching it.
Yeah.
You better get over here. Take a shot at
it. Yeah, it made me feel stupid when I couldn't see it. It really shows you how smart and cool they are.
Oh, God, they are. And those are good dogs that have that. And then, you know, they flush. And you took your shot. Obviously, I think you got a couple, didn't you?
Yeah, I shot six shots and killed six.
We're not going to tell you how many shots Chauncey took and how many he took because your ratios are a lot better than my were today, let me tell you. Well, that is so cool. But now, you know, this is something that you've been experiencing, what I would call the greatest thing about pheasant hunting. Is yes, it's great to go out with your buddies, kick the grass, get a bird up, but to go out with somebody, it makes you want to go get a hunting dog, right?
Oh, absolutely. It just makes me want to just go up and quit life, and all I want to do is just teach dogs and pheasant hunt.
Don't say that to your mother.
I won't.
Don't tell that to your mother. But I mean, that is the cool thing about that. I mean, you know, because it's the dogs that make the hunt so much fun.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It really is. And then you. Probably you maybe have even learned, even the guys that I was with. Now, I didn't know the gentleman with the dogs at all, but I'm watching them, and all of a sudden they get, you know, the dogs, what they call birdie, and they get a little birdie. And you're seeing it too like, hey, this one's getting birdie over here, guys, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, you call an attention. And then when they lock up on point, oh, it is just pure excitement.
Oh, yeah. It's great. It's fun to watch, yeah.
Okay. Now, so you got some birds today. You had a great time. You're going out again the next day?
Yeah, we're going out again the next day. I'm hoping I can get just as many or as more.
Or so, more.
Yeah.
Got to get more, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and one thing, we're hunting for the Illinois Conservation Foundation, the director's hunt, where the foundation puts on this hunt every year, the Monday after Thanksgiving. With your entry fee, it's unlimited pheasants and chuckers to shoot. If you don't have a dog, they put you with somebody who does have dogs. You go out there, you harvest your birds, then you check them in, you get a coupon. Then tomorrow morning, you get in, you can get clean birds to go home with if you're going to hunt. You can still get your birds, throw them in a cooler, and hunt the rest of the day, but you got to clean those yourself, which is nothing, takes you a couple minutes. But it's just, and they put us up in a really great hotel. I mean, this is like too good to be true. And for what you're paying, it's very, very reasonable. Very reasonable. But now you said you're part of the trap team at school, right?
Yep, that's correct.
How you doing there?
I'm doing all right. I wish we had we practice up at Wren Lake College. They lend us that, but it's about an hour drive or 30 minutes for some people.
Mm.
And we really wish that we had a practice complex closer.
Yeah, well, that's true because it would be, you may have to, you know, shop around. Maybe there's some clubs down there that'll let you guys come, but has your shooting ability gotten better?
Oh, absolutely. When I was out there shooting pigeons, it just reminded me like I was trapping. It helps a lot more when you've had practice like that on a team, and I hope I do better.
That's cool. Now, you know, the trap shooting team at school only increased your ability to shoot the pheasants because you're 6'6", and we won't say Chauncey score for the day, but, no. You know, he gets 6'6". That helps out. You're excited probably about the bass club now at the school?
Oh, yeah. I really would like to see what the bass fishing team can do. I think we have around 9 or 10 on that, and you have to have a boat, so it's already cool seeing people spend money for the bass fishing sport, and it's really fun seeing how many people are in it.
Mm-hmm. And once again, everybody, we're talking with Clay Feeney, who is 14?
14
years old. Clay, I wish I was doing what you're doing at 14. I don't think a lot of the things that you spoke about. Now, yes, very different. You grew up in a rural community in southern Illinois. I grew up in the middle of the city of Chicago.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, in the middle of the city of Chicago. They call it Inglewood now. But, I mean, it's just that I fished. I didn't start hunting until I was, like, 18 years old. And it's just opened up a whole marvelous world to me. To learn and be part of the outdoors. Now, you haven't gone deer hunting yet with a shotgun, right?
That's correct. I went once when I was really younger, but we just got our landowner's permit, and I'm hoping I can get a good buck this year.
Okay, just remember, if you shoot a 12 or 14 point buck, you don't do that every year, okay?
Oh, yeah. I'll be fortunate if I get an 8-pointer,
yeah,
so.
You know, I'd look for the smallest little deer I could get, you know. But, I mean, I love when I would talk to especially a young kid, the kid that's 9, 10 years old, and they went out with their dad, and they sat in a blind for 20 minutes, and they shot a 12-point buck, and I'm like, kid, that doesn't happen like this all the time.
Oh, yeah, I wish.
It may be 30 years before you see it again.
Yeah.
So those are the things that I really get a laugh out of and kick out of. But see, you know, here is somebody like you that, you know, you're doing it all out there. What do you want to tell the thousands of kids that are listening to this that live in whether it's a city like, you know, Davenport or Pure, they live in the city and maybe they don't get out as much as you're able to get out. What would you like to them to know about the excitement you feel?
Well, when you're out in the field, it's really just all excitement. There's no dread. I mean, all about it is just fun, and you just get a thrill, adrenaline rush. I mean, it's all just fun. And if you really want to do something like that, then you can look at IDNR websites or just look up simple posts about public hunting spots or a small mm-hmm. fee to pay just to hunt, something like that.
Yeah, and to get out and do it. And whether it's whether you're learning to fish, whether you're learning to, you know, hunt or shoot trap or anything like that. And one of the other things, too, is, you know, maybe, you know, my dad worked nights and weekends. And my mom worked pretty much, you know, all during the day, during the week. So I learned to fish from my mom. My dad wasn't an outdoors person. But here we are, we're trying to get the kids that maybe don't have that much parent influence because they're busy with their lives. And here we are trying to get them to do something. And you just said it. They can learn by doing it with the internet. They learn that you can do it with all kinds of different things like that. And it's here for our picking for you to enjoy, right?
Yeah, it's definitely here. It's very fun to do. And if you have a grandpa, grandma, mom, dad, whoever, cousin, uncle would like to take you fishing or something, I'd encourage you to take a chance anytime you can.
Yeah. Even if one of your friends, parents take them fishing, or they go fishing with their grandpa, tag along.
Yeah.
They'll have some fun.
Yeah.
And you know what? The good thing about that is you pick up an extra grandparent.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You know, Clay, once again, Clay Feeney lives down in what county was that again?
Hardin County, right next to Garden of the Gods.
Oh, that's where it is.
Yeah.
Ah, I've been there. I like that place. Garden
yeah,
of the Gods.
It's
I like
very
that.
Pretty.
You know, we're talking way southern Illinois, but you know what? Go down to Garden of the Gods. Once you go there, you'll want to come back. Trust me. It is really beautiful. But here, it's just that I love that the excitement I hear in your voice, the excitement of you wanting to do more in the outdoors and be part of the outdoors and to bring your friends out in the outdoors with you. Because pretty soon, you're 14 now, in a couple more years, you and your friends are going to be going out, chasing pheasants, chasing squirrels, you know, God knows what else, trying to get into big bass there and everything else, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Clay, well, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the program this morning, for, you know, telling us where the kids can find information on the Illinois DNR website and other places, YouTube and more. It's all here for you to enjoy the great outdoors, right?
Yep, that's right.
Clay, thank you very much. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Be a true outdoorsman and give a legacy gift of the outdoors to thousands of young sportsmen with the end-of-the-year tax-deductible charitable donation to the Illinois Conservation Foundation. It's a 501c3 not-for-profit that supports ecological, educational, and outdoor recreational programs for the benefit of the next generation of outdoor enthusiasts in Illinois now and for generations to come. Go to ilconservation.org and donate to the future outdoors of Illinois. Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again, powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Lowe boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com and stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa, with new features like a one-piece monocoat frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel. Add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2, so you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoyrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Ren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoyrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Ren Lake Area Tourism at RenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
I like big bucks and I cannot lie. You other hunters can't deny that when a buck walks past here, stand real fast. You want
to
pull
up. I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Some guys, they'll even take shots at an itty bitty doe that still has spots, but I don't chew for venison meat. I'll shoot a cow if I want to eat. Yeah, my buck meat is tough like jerky, but I know it won't hurt me, so it might not be for cooking. But that mountain rice.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and I hope you're enjoying today's show. It was so much fun talking to that 14-year-old outdoorsman, Clayton. Oh, my, you could see, you could look on his face, the excitement. It was so much fun. It really was. Okay, a couple of things here. Let's talk about. We got some numbers from the first deer season of Illinois. Remember, it's a split season. One runs November 17th to the 19th, and the other one is this weekend. But in the first season, they got 52,354 deer during the first season, which surprised me because I didn't hear a whole lot of shots when I was out in the woods. But that's okay. Congratulations to all of those hunters out there. And once again, the seven-day firearm season concludes November 30th through December 3rd. Other deer hunting opportunities in Illinois are going to be muzzle loading deer season December 8th to the 10th, late winter antlerless and chronic wasting disease deer seasons in select counties is the December 28th to the 31st, and January 12th to the 14th. I'll be at sport shows for those, so I can't go. Archery deer season runs through January 14th. Note every archery deer hunting is closed from November 30th to December 3rd because of the firearm program. Okay, remember that. So that's cool. And you know what? We're starting to, I know, it's been 50 degrees during the middle of the week. We don't know. Some areas are getting ice. Northern Wisconsin's getting skim ice in some areas. Some areas people are walking out on ice. Not this full figure boy. But I gotta say that. But, you know, here's a couple of basic ice safety tips I want you all to remember. Please, 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 please remember these. Carry a cell phone and let people know where you're going and when you're going to come home. That's important for anything you do in the outdoors. Wear proper clothing and equipment, including a life jacket, float coat, to help you stay afloat if you're going through thin ice and you don't want to do that. It'll retain some body heat. Wear ice scrapers. Those are little things you put on the bottom of your boots so you don't go flying across the ice because, yes, it's probably more people are hurt by not wearing creepers and they slip on the ice and they bang their melon, which is your head, on that hard ice. And guess who wins? The ice does. And so please wear those creepers. It'll keep you out of the hospital a lot. Okay. Carry a spud bar. Spud bar is a metal bar with a big metal sharp point on it, and you just stick that in the ice real hard if you don't know what it's like. And if the ice is thick, you're safe. You'll know it. If it goes through, back it up.
All right, you got to do that. Carry a few spikes on a length of rope, and what that does is, in case you do fall through thin ice in this time of the year, you're able to pull yourself up and out of the ice, of the cold water. That's a very, very important thing. If you do fall in, please, you know, this is the hardest thing to remember. Stay calm. You know, and anybody who's trying to rescue you, they need to throw. They should never run up to the hole and try to pull you out. They need to reach, throw before they ever go. That's always very, very important. And don't ever travel on a body of water that you don't know. Remember, if you don't know it, don't go there. That's very important. That's, you know, these are things that are happening out there. Okay, we did that. Hey, we got the Aiden Report here that is sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. And he says, Papa, we didn't do so well deer hunting. The weather was too nice, and I think the deer were all napping under the pine trees. A couple of times, a squirrel made some noises that I got all excited, and when I put the scope on where I thought the noise was, I saw a gray squirrel looking back at me. I thought he smiled at me once, and he just kind of walked his way through the grass and the leaves making noise. Does this always happen when you're deer hunting? Aiden, welcome to the club. Okay. He said, Dad and I took a ride to Benton Harbor because we had heard that they were getting some fish off the pier, so we saw some anglers catch some whitefish and a few steelhead off the St. Joseph Pier. And there are some steelhead in the river that were being reported, but not a lot, but some guys did have success. We went down to the Grand River and didn't see really anybody fishing by the bridge there, so that tells me there must be no fish. Looking forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks coming down. Your grandson, hockey star, and professional fishing angler in training. Well, I guess he's a hockey star now and a pro angler in training. And once again, Aiden's Fishing Report is brought to you by where? Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. You know, the perch on the lakefront are really kind of screwy because some people are getting them, some people aren't getting them. They move in and out. Some, you know, 87th Street, the river, all the way into the Turning Basin. I'm hearing some boats did well, some boats didn't. Remember, smaller hooks, you know, you need to go with, and, you know, minnows, waxworms, pieces of squid, that all seems to work. They're doing it in Indiana waters, too. But ready for this? Some boaters are fishing off the Navy Pier area right in downtown Chicago. And one angler, I've got a great photo. It's almost a 2-pound perch. This thing looks like a dinosaur. So I'm very, really excited about that angler who found them. But if you're fishing deep water perch, you really need to learn how to, some people call it fizzing. They come out of the water with their bladder bloated out of their mouth, and there's a way you use a needle to release that air pressure, and they come back to life. But you really need to learn how to do that. If you just catch them, say, oh, a little one, and you throw it back, you're hurting everybody. Learn how to do this, and we'll have perch around for a long, long, long time. That's the important thing. We'll get some lake trout that were caught by some anglers on the lakefront, which is a good sign, too. But this is the time of the year they're doing that, so let's not get crazy. You know, what was in Burns Harbor, I got a report that they were fishing Burns Ditch, rather, between 45 and 55 feet of water with perch flies and flatheads, fat heads. And that's where you're going to, you know, pull up those fish from, you know, when they blow up. Our good buddy Ken Husker, from one of the reporters for Chauncey's Great Outdoors and Waterworks Marine pro staffer, said he's been working some channels. He's been concentrating more on bluegill than pretty much anything else. He says with the up and down weather, it's going to get a little screwy, but stick it out. There's nothing worse than a good day of fishing or a bad day of fishing. It's always a great day of fishing. Up on the chain of lakes, it's, you know, nobody should be walking out on any ice on the chain of lakes right now. It's just too thin in my books. I know some people are doing it, but that's okay. We're not going to yell, but be careful if you're doing this up on the chain of lakes. All right. And it's really, you're going to find some crappie and a lot of other species that might be active. Stay with smaller baits and don't try to spook anybody because they can hear you on the shoreline as well as see you if you're in a boat. All right. Fox River, I'm going to be working those warm water discharges that you see along the river because that's going to pull fish in. It really is. You'll be surprised what activity you'll find there. And my good buddy Derek up in Wisconsin said, Chance, I went up to Green Lake and we found some smallmouth in 20 to 30 feet of water. We drifted them with our minnows bouncing on the bottom. They had to be bouncing on the bottom to get a bite from anybody. That's important. Okay, we got that. We got that. Oh, snagging for Chinook. Please remember that in Illinois, we can snag to the 31st of December, but it's pretty well over. I mean, some people are out there trying yet, and if they are snagging one, they're not looking good, okay? They're not clean fish. That means they've dumped their eggs or sperm, and they're just kind of like laying out there, and they're dying. So please be careful up there. And once again, you can only snag Lincoln Park Lagoon from the Fullerton Avenue Bridge to the southern end of the lagoon, Waukegan Harbor, North Harbor Basin only, Winnetka Power Plant Discharge, and the Jackson Harbor Inner and Outer Harbors are the places for you to go. Lots of little odds and ends going on here. I want to make sure everybody gets going here. Wolf River? Cold mornings, you know, river's still kind of wide open. Some people are trying to, you know, catch it. But if you can work north of Poygan, you might find some walleye activity. You just might find it, which is a really good sign for most anglers right this time of the year. It's just really, you know, kind of that weird. It's that in between everything. Like, give us ice or don't give us ice. If you're not going to give us ice, make it warm enough for us to get out. If you're going to make ice, make ice and let us, you know, keep it down, the temperature low, so this way we can get out and enjoy it and have some fun. So there's a lots of different things to do while you're out chasing so many things in the great outdoors. Something I wanted to tell everybody real quick is, you know, part of deer season is deer camp. And my first experience of going hunting for deer was at a deer camp with a couple of families. And it wasn't the excitement of trying to shoot a deer or harvest it or however you want to put it, you know, and having the meat. It was all what I call the circus around the day. It's all of the fun time that we had and with this family and their kids and their kids' kids. And it was just, I really mean this. That's what deer camp is. It's a family thing that happened where people just came out and enjoyed all the things that you do for a holiday. And that's the so cool thing about deer hunting that I will never forget, and I will just always cherish them. And every time we get close to deer season coming up, wherever it is in the country, I don't care where I'm at, I start thinking about having deer season with the Hales and the Bevins up in Western Michigan. It makes it a very special day for me. Okay, we got that, we got that, we got that, we got that, that, that. I think we've pretty, believe it or not, I think I covered everything I had written down. That's highly unusual. Okay, well, I can hear the flute playing. And you know what that means? That means we're coming to the end of the show. And I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb, and this one comes from the Fox Nation. It says, when you have learned about love, you have learned about God. When you have learned about love, you have learned about God. How very true. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we're catching, even the cold that I caught. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week, right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.